Significant damage to two space shuttle windshields was caused by debris no larger than a fleck of paint.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Current technology can't pinpoint orbital debris in the sub-millimeter to millimeter range, but something only a fraction of a millimeter in size can be dangerous to spacecraft or robotic missions in the near-Earth environment. A team from the University of Maryland, College Park, has found a way to detect these tiny particles, and NASA's Innovative Advanced Concepts program has given the team funding to evaluate their mapping technique. Here's principal investigator Christine Hartzell.
So our NIAC concept is to use an equatorial constellation of CubeSats to map small orbital debris by detecting the plasma solitons produced by the debris. Soliton waves are really a signal in the plasma density. We can measure them using relatively simple instrumentation like a Langmuir probe.
A fleet of small satellites equipped with sensors could enable real-time mitigation, which would mean fewer on-orbit collisions and a safer spacecraft environment. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.